Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find our next guest, Aditi Kinkabwala, going all access with her. NFL on CBS reporter here in Pittsburgh. Her visits with us are brought to you by Tap, Brick Oven, and Poorhouse in Greensburg. Aditi is headed to Cincinnati to watch Joe Flacco try to do it again against the Jets this week. Aditi, let's talk about another 40-year-old quarterback. That's Aaron Rodgers. We just heard him sizing up the Packers and talking about this matchup that has every NBC executive drooling because it's going to do ratings bonanza for them Sunday night. Your thoughts 6 games into the Steelers-Aaron Rodgers experiment. What's your take on it?
I think in a lot of ways, this is what we said when we were talking about the Steelers having a quarterback who is significantly better, who can play significantly better, who has significantly more experience than what we've seen over the last few years. It's the little things sometimes that just don't go noticed. You know, it's funny, you mentioned that I have the Bengals and the Jets this weekend, and I was watching something from the last game, the Bengals-Steelers game, and at the end of the game, Joe Flacco is telling his line, okay, it is victory here, but I'm going to try to bleed the clock. So just hold your blocks a little long. And it's being smart about things like that.
Did you subject your Steelers fan husband to watching that game back with you or no? Did he have to do the rewatch?
No. I mean, I don't pay attention to his sales calls, so I don't know why he'd have to do my work with me. I was actually home last Thursday, so we did watch it together, and that was
funny. Was there cussing?
There was a fair amount of that.
When Ja'Marr Chase caught his 16th ball, there wasn't a Steeler within 5 yards of him, and it set up the Bengals for the game-winning field goal. Did he throw anything?
I think it was a little bit more resignation at that point.
Oh.
I don't think that it shocked him. I mean, we're talking about 16 completions. At that point, it was pretty clear that the Steelers weren't interested in paying attention to Ja'Marr Chase, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, which was curious because he's arguably the best receiver in football, and their game plan seemed to be, hey, what are you going to do? He's out there. He's really good.
Yeah.
Pony and I thought Tomlin's tone was bizarre, by the way, to start his press conference.
Oh, my God. Yesterday it was insane.
It sounded like a peewee coach trying to, you know, talk up his team.
He sounded like you with your flag. Actually, I think you're harder on your flag football team than he was.
Hey, we got that one stop. You remember the one stop in a 2-hour span
in
real time?
Yeah, he said we got a necessary stop in the fourth quarter. Let's not forget that.
You know, but guys, it's so interesting because right now, and again, I'm going to bring it back to the Jets and Justin Fields. When Justin Fields was in Pittsburgh last year, I remember him saying to us how the confidence in the building was completely different than anything that he had experienced, and the way that confidence affected him, and how it was almost impossible to doubt yourself or question yourself because of, again, that positivity that Mike Tomlin oozes. So now look at where Justin Fields is. Okay, like 0-7, no matter what Woody Johnson said, 0-7 isn't entirely on Justin Fields, but he is definitely dealing with a crisis of confidence. He's definitely having some sort of, let's call it, mental machinations about throwing the ball, especially throwing the ball deep. His owner just completely ripped him. And if there was any time for his head coach to throw his support behind the guy and give him a boost of confidence and say, hey, we've got faith in you, it's not what's happening right there.
Yeah.
So I could argue that maybe what Mike Tomlin is doing, while frustrating to fans who'd rather hear the nastiness, is actually what is going to better motivate his players or get his players feeling good. Or remember, feel good, play good.
Well, if he gets results, I'll agree with you.
Maybe he's trying to repair their confidence.
But when you're 19th in the league in points and 31st in passing and you're spending $160 million, I don't want to hear about participation awards and seeking comfort on Tuesdays.
That's fair, too. I'm just throwing out a little bit of devil's advocate.
And I like that you do that, and you did it very calmly, and I didn't yell back at you, which is, for me, an improvement. We bring you on for a lot of different reasons. One of the biggest ones is the amount of people you talk to in your Rolodex around the NFL, because you're in all these different places so often. So here, there's obviously still wide receiver buzz. Tyler Lockett, I guess, is free to sign with anybody right now, or that was the idea. You think that's what the Steelers should do? Like, what should be the idea here at wide receiver? No, you're already nipping that in the bud. What should be the plan?
If you want to, Arthur Smith has already shown that he really likes throwing to his tight ends. DK Metcalf has very obviously been a nice signing. They're distributing the ball well. If you're going to go sign someone who moves the needle, who really changes things for you a bit. I mean, how is getting an older receiver really discernibly helping your team or changing things? I mean, is this just a Mike Williams redux? Do you look at that and say, wow, that was such a hugely successful move?
No, helped them win one game, and then we never heard from him again. They beat Washington, and then that was it with him.
He basically retired directly after that.
So if you're that desperate to go get another pass catcher, if Calvin Austin isn't enough, and if you've given up on Roman Wilson, which is so bizarre to me because I heard so much great stuff about this young man during the spring, the summer, all of that. So again, I'm saying if, because I don't know that to be true, that this has just been decided that, okay, he's not going to turn it on for us now here. But if that's what you've decided, then go get someone who's actually going to really make a difference. Don't just get another guy. You don't need guys.
Who's a needle mover that you think is available?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That's what's so tough. You guys asked me about Chris Olave a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
man, what a game he had on Sunday.
Right. So this is the time. And I told you then that I don't really love the idea of the Saints being these mass sellers, especially for young people who can help in the future. Because as I told you, Kellen Moore said the most important thing for a young quarterback is to have a positive environment around him, to have support around him. That's why the Saints took an offensive lineman instead of a quarterback for as much as they like Jackson Dart at number 9. Because next year, if they're plopping a quarterback in there, well, look at that offensive line. Look at the pass catcher. So why would you toss away a reliable target, a potential game breaker, if that's what your long game is here? So I don't know. I mean, I would say the same thing about, you know, like I just had Miami.
Yeah.
That's a disaster in every way possible. And I talked to both of the edge rushers, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, about the trade rumors. But you've got a young receiver there, too. I mean, I don't know. Is that a place where they're just going to keep staying the course and hope things improve at some point? Apparently, Stephen Ross is not shown an inclination to make a major move, or is there a recognition that there's going to be a burning down in some way? So can you get some value? Can you get some picks if you move on from a guy like Jalen Waddle?
Aditi, we have to ask you before you run, what were your thoughts on Russell Wilson for the first time not taking the moral high ground, saying the politically correct thing and bashing Sean Payton for his comments about Jackson Dart and Russell Wilson and like bringing Bounty Gate back into it?
I'll say good for him for standing up for himself. I don't think that Sean Payton was maliciously saying what he was saying. I think it was more foot and mouth. He wasn't thinking about it. But, like, come on. You didn't need to go there. You got the quarterback that you keep saying you love in Bo Nix. You've moved on. It's been years already. You didn't need to do that. So, Russell, good for you. And sometimes it's nice to see that things can actually get under somebody's skin.
Yeah, that he's actually a human being and not a cyborg. All right, Aditi.
Yeah, you said it.
Enjoy the Skyline Chili this weekend in Cincinnati.
I'm a vegetarian, but I'll look at it for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Goodbye,
bye, guys.
They have to do a vegetarian version of it, don't they, Malzi? Or are they so old-fashioned and they've done it one way forever?
How could you do it? You make it like with tofu?
Or like the...
Seitan,
yeah,
or whatever it's called?
Or like the fake veggie burger stuff.
Beyond Burger Meat.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You can't...
The real meat looks gross.
The whole thing looks gross.
The Downey Football Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. The YouTube chat is asking where Chris went. He had to leave. He'll be back tomorrow, I presume, at 2 o'clock. So you've got me the rest of the way, and then you've got Pat Narduzzi at 6 o'clock, followed by Jason Mackey. Charlie Borges is in for Donnie, so we're really only down to one true member of the PM team. Donnie is at his 30th birthday bash in Naples, Florida, because he's going to the place at 30 where people usually go to celebrate their 90th birthday. Maybe he can go out right now and get an early bird special dinner at all the high-end restaurants for very rich people who retire down there. Charlie, when I was there with my wife last year, that would have been in... When is the Frozen Four? In March? Late March. Yeah, late March. It was right when baseball season was starting. We would just drive around and look at the houses down there, just these monster houses, and the local residents, people that were there year round, would be like, yeah, these millionaires just come down, millionaires, sometimes billionaires, come down here in the winter for maybe like 2 weeks, and then the house just sits there for the other 330 days.
Correct.
And I don't know. Something about that in the moment made me mad.
It's like that where I grew up in New Jersey.
On the Jersey Shore.
I lived in a beach community, and it'd be a ghost town from Labor Day to Memorial Day. But from Memorial Day to Labor Day, it's just a madhouse.
Mob scene. Yeah.
Like nobody, there's nobody there. And people just show up whenever they want. My ex-girlfriend, she had a beach house. Her family owned one. I think they still own it.
You told me before the show that even though you're engaged to be married, just like Donnie, that your fiance has given you a hall pass.
It's like,
and if there is a specific
situation,
there is a celebrity who wants to have sex with Charlie, you have the green light to have sex with this person.
It has to be a very specific scenario. They have to come and knock on our door and say, "You, me, now," and then I have to. Then it's allowed, but like it has to be that specific.
So you can't flirt with this celebrity?
No.
Okay.
They have to physically...
Okay, well, that's...
It's impossible. So that's why it's never going to happen.
Do you think that there are couples out there that have hall passes that are with gettable people?
Yeah, there
has
to be.
You know, like, hey, there's this girl at this bar who works there that I like, honey.
And oh, no.
If she's ever...
Not like that.
That's why I said gettable, attainable hall pass. You and Jennifer Lawrence, your scenario, never, ever, ever going to happen.
Correct.
There might be a million alternative universes, and none of them is that scenario playing out.
So what you're saying is so there's one universe out there.
What I'm saying is maybe there are some couples out there that are so flexible and are so, both literally and figuratively.
Yep, let's say more ways than one.
And... like are so kind of open mm-hmm. about their relationship and are cool with it, where they're like, yeah, if you've got the hots for this guy who works at Lowe's, honey, and he's down, go for it. Which, by the way, Chris Mueller will be at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossing this Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will be set up from 10 a.m. until 2. You can play Madden 2026, view player lockers, and register to win tickets to see Super Bowl 60. This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's, an official partner of the NFL. Okay, what is the Donnie Football Debrief, the biggest football topic in the world today?
The Debrief, 10-22-2025. I have two things for you. The
yep.
first thing, I had a trivia question for you earlier in the show.
Yes, yes. Okay, so let me set this up for you. So we were talking about how Aaron Rodgers is on pace right now to throw the most touchdown passes in a single season in Steelers history. He's on pace to throw 40. The team record is 34. And then we got into, is there a chance this could be the best season by a Steelers quarterback ever? And I said, Bradshaw won the MVP in 78, so that would have to be the best season. But the numbers back then are not what they are today. I think he led the NFL in touchdown passes that year with 28. And your brain works in weird ways.
Correct. Like yours.
And you started looking up, how many 300-yard games did Bradshaw have in his entire career?
Correct.
And how many did you find? Do you want me to guess?
I would like you to guess. In 168 games, how many 300-yard passing games has Terry Bradshaw or did Terry Bradshaw have in his career? Out of 168.
Just to get over 300?
Just over 300. He had one game where he had 299. I'm not counting that.
I'm going to guess 19.
Wrong. 4.
Holy cow. See, I thought when the rules opened up, when they put the Mel Blunt rule in, that in the late 70s and early 80s, now he didn't play, he was not playing 16 games a year in those early 80s seasons,
mm-hmm.
but I would have thought maybe he'd have... 19's high thinking back on it, but there's no way I would have guessed only 4.
And Aaron Rodgers has 9. Hold on.
Aaron Rodgers has more than 9 300-yard games. What the hell are you talking about?
I was counting his 400-yard games.
Oh, my God.
He has 9 games where he has 400-plus yards.
That's actually not that crazy, given how long he's played 21 years in a passing
Correct,
league.
But the fact that we were talking, or you guys were talking about how different
yeah.
numbers
how
are
How many 300-yard games does he have? Are you able to look that up? Rodgers?
Yes, he has 61.
Jeez, 61 to 4. Well, that's yep. the difference between football today and yesterday.
Terry Bradshaw's best game yards-wise was 364 against the Cleveland Browns on November 25th, 1979. Wouldn't surprise me.
That game was in Pittsburgh?
Yes. Jeez. If you know the score.
I don't think I know the score. I don't think I have that.
Would you like it?
But I think that's the game where he threw a touchdown pass to John Stallworth in overtime. Is that right?
No.
No. Okay, maybe that's 78.
But they did win it in overtime, and it was a Franco Harris touchdown pass. It was a
Matt Barr field goal.
Matt Barr field goal to win it, 33-30 over the Browns.
And you know who Matt Barr played for in the early 90s? The New York Giants. He was their kicker when they beat the Bills, when Scott Norwood missed that kick. His brother, his name was Chris Barr, and he kicked, and he also played professional indoor soccer. How do I know these things? I really shouldn't. I don't know basic things. You know? Like, who is the Prime Minister of France right now? Do you know?
No, I do not.
I don't either.
Those are some things that we probably should know, but we
but
don't.
I could tell you who the Buccaneers' starting quarterback was when they lost in the first round of the playoffs to the Giants in 2007. And you're a Buccaneers fan. And you should know this.
Repeat the question real quick.
Starting quarterback for the NFC South champion Bucks, 2007. They lose to the Giants wild card weekend.
So 2007, that was either...
No, don't give me an either business.
Brian Greasy or Jeff Garcia.
It was Jeff Garcia. It was.
I have some people saying that Terry Bradshaw had a couple 300-yard passing seasons for the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about regular season.
Yeah.
The Those second thing I had real quick, Donnie did the thing on his flight.
Yep, where he tried to name as many Steelers as he could without the internet. How many did he get to?
324.
That's like a two-hour flight, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I know what my methodology would be. I would go name as many Steelers quarterbacks, name as many Steelers running backs, and do the position thing first. Then I would try to get this entire team's roster, 1 to 53, get like the last 5 or 10 years, which I think I could probably do. And then the next thing I would do is just try to remember all their drafts. Like every draft pick in every draft class.
But not every draft pick would have played for them.
I know. And I would have, when I would get to a guy, I would ask myself, did he get in a game or not? So
I don't think I can get to
150. That's really good. Yes, you can. Because this year's team's 50, and then you've only got to find another 100 guys. Thank you, Charlie.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.